We are learning Masechta Shavuos Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the new Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. Zok to Mishnah. Mashbia ani aleichem im lo yusavoyu v'seiduni sh'omar ish ploini liten li mesayim zuz v'loy nosan. We're continuing the halachas of Shavuos Seidus, the carbon that someone brings if he doesn't want to say Seidus, and he makes a Shavuos that he doesn't know Seidus. So the halachas, he brings a carbon. So we already established it has to be a tfias mamun. It has to be that someone's asking the Edom to come say Edus, to be a witness about something, I want to get money from someone. So here we have a case where Reuven promised Shimon a present of 200 zuz, and we have Edom. So Shimon goes to the Edom and says, can you come tell Bezdin that Reuven promised me a present? So here, if they say, I don't want to say Edus, and they swear, that I don't know any Edus, they're potter. Why? She'ein chayav re'el p'turim. This type of tvias mamon is not a tvias mamon. You know why? Because a guy says he's going to give a present, he's allowed to be choizer. Maybe he's not the biggest tzaddik, he's considered mechusrei amana because he didn't say the truth. But mamonis is not chayiv. Someone says, I'm going to give you a present, he's not chayiv 200 zuz. He's chayiv to keep his word, but it's not a chayiv money. And therefore, in such a case, there will not be the parasha of Shavuos Seidus. Another case in our Mishnah, Mashpia, and we have a few different exceptions to the rule of Shavuos Seidus. Next exception, Mashpia, and Alechem Kishateidu Li Seidus. I make a Shavuot to two guys. Is when you know Seidus to me, you have to say Seidus, and they say nothing doing. Mashpia, and Alechem Kishateidu Li Seidus Shtavoy B'Teduni, and they say no, we're not going to say Seidus, and they swear we're not going to say Seidus, or they're not going to know Seidus. Hare Elu Peturim Peisha Kodma Shavuot Seidus. Again, here's another exception because here the Shavuot was before the Seidus. A third case, Amad Beis HaKnesses, he goes into the shul, and he knows in the shul there's Edim who saw the story where someone crashed into him and owes him money. So he says, Amad Beis HaKnesses, Amar, Mashpia Ani Aleichem, I'm making a shul on all you guys. If you know Edus me, Shetavoyu V'Teduni, and come say Edus me, and they all say, no, we swear we don't know Edus. Hareyel Peturim, they're potter until you miskaven miyachid, which Edim you're talking about. So here we go the other way. We want to say that he might have specified even the names of Eidus. He goes to the guy, he says, you too, you sucker and zvulin, and you say this. Omel Ashnayim, Eidus, you must be on your lechem, is plainly your plainly. Shemat Mirdin the Eidus, if you know Eidus me, Shetavoyu v'teaduni, come say Eidus me. And they say, Shua Shedon Yedim Chaydus. And they say, we don't know any Eidus, I'm making sure about that. Vehain Yedim Loy, Eidus Avin Piaid. And they know Eidus, but not on first-hand knowledge. They know it from a different aid. Oyshe Echem and Karav Apostle. One of them is a Karav Apostle. Hare Elu Peturim. The halacha is that they're potter from the common Shavuos Seidus. So it's good. It's Mishnah. Chayes Apala. We had already the first Mishnah that told you how to ruin Lahei. Well, exactly, this Mishnah teaching us. We know about it. We know already. Top Toises is Kasha. Look at Top Toises. Afegav the Kvar Shemano. They never hegas elva ruin Lahei. Itzrich lemisli hachad. Afil mi yashloish Eidim. Even if you have three Eidim, Vashnayim Ksheirim, they're still potter because as a group, one of them is bottled. That's Toises Teretz. And the Mishnah just said, Ploini. It's a little bit of a Chiddush. The Ramban, who was brought down the Ran, says a different teretz. Also, everyone's struggling to say a teretz because it was Bamba Kasha. The Ramban says, V'tiritz, the also la'ashvinon, jafilu heminon hanitva al atzmoy, shim yevoyu v'yeidu, then he'll give it, afil achir peturim. Even if the nitva says, if you bring aid, even kroivim, or aid p'aid, I'll give you the money, still there's no parasha of the carbon of Shavuos Seidus. The last case in the Mishnah, which we had before, so Shilach Biyad Avdoi. This we had in a Brisa in the Gemara, or the Gemara quoted this part of the Mishnah. So Shilach Biyad Avdoi, if someone says, someone wants to bring Edim, he wants Edim, he's a Tevei money, and he has Edim who know his side of the story, and he sends his Eved to pick up those Edim. Shilach Biyad Avdoi, or Yishomar Lehem Anitva, Mashbiani Lechem Shemat Yoedim Leidus, Shetavoy V'Teduni, Harayelu Pturim. Why? Because that's a Yishmu Pia Tevei. You have to hear from the Tevei. So when we learned the Gemara, Shiach Biyad Avda, we said a Pshat, we're going to say another Pshat today. What? Why did pick? It says Shiach Biyad Shliach. Why Avda? So we spoke at last time, Tais Yontav said Pshat is that usually you have an Eitzah of giving a Harshah. Harshah means that you give over the power of attorney to the Shliach, and then he could be called a Tevei. You give him over your nechassim, basically. But by Eved, it's not shaykh. That's what's the case of Eved. That's how it's Yom Tzibrat. Kaveh says the opposite of pshat. He says you would think that avda is better than a regular shliach. It's mamash kagufa. It's your evet. It's your hand. Kamash lon, it's not called the teveya atzma. Zok to gemar. Huh? Nitva means the guy who owes the money says, the guy who owes the money says to Edim. He tells Edim, by the way, you know, I'm sure I'm right. If you guys know Edis, better say Edis. And they say, no, we don't know Edis. And meanwhile, they do know. So that's the case, but it's the Nitva there. The Nitva is the one who's being asked him to pay. It's not the Teveya. It has to be from the Teveya Atzma. Something more right. Torah Bonon. Mashbi'eni Aleichem Imloi Tavu. And we're going to explain most of these Gemaras and explain the Mekoros for our Mishnah. Torah Bonon. This is the first case in our Mishnah, which was Matana. Mashbi'eni Aleichem Imloi Tavu. I'm making of you come say this, that Reuben says, give me a present. And you ate this. And they say, I don't know any ate this. They make a shua. Mashmani alechem loisav savoyu v'sedun ishama ish plaini litim zayim zoz v'loinosa an yachol yuchi yava. Maybe they should be chayiv the carbon of shua say this. I'm learning techta. This is glizera shava. Nem akan techta, it says in the parish of shua say this techta. V'nem lahalon, says by shua spekal them techta. Ma lahalon betvias mamon v'yeshlo. Talking about tvias mamon. And you have money by him. You have a pekodim by him. Afkan betvias mamon v'yeshlo. It's tvias mamon and he has it by him. Mashenkin here, the Matano doesn't have money by Yana, no money by Yana. That money, he just said he'll give a present, and that's not, that guy doesn't really owe him the money. He promised to give him money, but he doesn't have your money. So that's a Mia, just like if a cousin is owed the Shua's of a cousin there, same thing over here, there's no din of Shua Seidus. Mashmiya ani Alechem Kishatatuli Eidus. The guy pre warned the Eidim, they better say Eidus to me, and they made a Shua they're not going to. How do you know it's no chi of carbon? They're talking about Mishbiyani Aleichem because they lay this toy at the Vayu with the Aduni, Yachu Yachayav, maybe they be chayav, Tamalayim, Vashama, Kol Allah. They'll hear the sound of a Shuav who aid and their aid, a Ra'a or Yada. And it's clear they saw the thing already. Misha Kodma, Aedis, Lashuav, Lashu Kodma, Shuav, Aedis. That's me, that they were, the Aedis was Kodum Lashuav and not that the Shuav was Kodum Aedis. That's a clear myth that we're not talking about carbon, the shua say this. In such a case, you make the shua before you know about the edus. Then it says in the Mishnah case, the guy stood up in shul, 100 people there, and he says, one of you know edus to me. And it doesn't say those words, one of you. But it says, whoever knows edus to me, I'm making them swear that it comes to edus. And everyone says, no, we don't know edus. So, even if the edim are sitting there in the group, it's still no chiv. Pshita, obviously, I think that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. There's no edim there, what's the problem? Standing right next to them. Maybe it's like he's talking to them directly. He's just embarrassed to say, but he's really talking to them directly. Kamash law, no. That it's still, he has to be miyachid eidim. Tanya, we hope them to rise like that. Raw, see a shavani adam. He sees a group of people. Oimdim. They're standing together, schmoozing. He knows those two eidim there between them. They know eidis for him. Amalahem. Mashbiani aleichem, I'm making you guys swear. Matam yodem liedus shavai v'tunis shkomes edus me. Yochi yuchayavim tamaloi mavu aid vu aid. Varei, it has to be there are aid. But it says in the pasuk, in nefesh kishach v'shalom kol olah vu aid. So who aid means you miyached aid. You know exactly what we're talking about. Varei lo yached aido. Yochol, what happens if the only guy standing next to you are the aidim, and you're obviously talking to them, you're just not pointing them out. Whoever's standing next to me, like Rashi explains like this, that the case was that the only two guys are standing next to you, and the other guys around, all two guys next to you. He said, whoever's standing next to me should come say this. That's enough. You don't have to point them out by name. You don't have to you and you. As long as it's very clear who would be miyachid, who would specifying, then there is a parasha of Shvua say this. They're standing right next to them, huh? He walks into the shul. He goes to the Amid, the shul.
That's the second case. They're walking into the shul.
No, another case was a group of people. It was a group of people. And the Edom were in those group, in that group. So again, they're not miyachid because it could be two. There's 10 people in the group. Siya shavnei adam. Ross siya shavnei adam. Edom v'nehem. It's no good. But if he says, kol ha'im dem kan, and only two guys are standing next to him, then the loch is that's enough of the yichud. Omer l'shnai mashbi'a ani aleichem. This is the case of aid mipi aid that we spoke out in the Mishnah. We said the Chiddush was like Tosfos says, or it was the case of three, or like the Ramban. So almost nine mishbiyani alech and plain to plain matmi. And we edus tovay over to the duni. Behem yoedim leedus. They know edus, but ed would be a. But they don't know it firsthand. They know it secondhand. Oishol ya echad them karav apostle. Yochel yochiyav. Maybe they should be chayiv. Tamalim lo yagid v'nosa avoynoi. That if they don't come say this, then they get avera. But ruin la gada, because I don't want someone to ruin la gada, and these chevra are not ruin la gada. Last case in the Mishnah is shilach biyad avdoi tarvon shilach biyad avdoi oishav lehemanit v'mashviyani alechem. In a case where he sent a message with his ever to the Edom, come say this. Or the Nitva says to the Edom, if you guys say this, I'll give the money. If you don't Edom, say Edom. Maybe you would be chayiv. This is the drasha. So what's the drasha? My Talmud. What do you see from there? It says that I can come say Edom. Amar Rav Lazar, Amar Rav Eliezer. Im lo yagid, the way the word is written is lamed vav aleph. So it's not a loy mit the aleph; it's a loy mit the vav and aleph. So what does this mean? So we dash like this: im loy yagid ksiv, im loy loy yagid, im to him loy yagid, which means him is teveya. Im loy loy yagid to him the teveya loy yagid. V'nasa avoyinav. Im laachar loy yagid, but if someone else doesn't come say this for, then you are potter. It has to be loy. It has to be to the teveya himself. And if not, you are potter. That is the beautiful geshmak of mishnah with all the pirushim from the psukim. Zok the mishnah vayter. Mashbiayni aleichem. Now we're going to go into what the shvu is. Now Rashi Shita is, Rashi Shita is that all the shvuos in all these sugars, shvuos bitui, shvuos pekadoin, shvuos and shvuos of edus has to be with the shem Hashem. That's Rashi Shita. Like it said, lo yishishbu v'shmi l'sheker. It has to be with Hashem Hashem. And we're going to learn the sugya b'fi Rashi. The Ramban brings the Ran in the back. Brings down a bunch of Rishonim who argue on this, but this is Rashi Shita. Zogt, and I look at the Ran, the first Ran in the Dara, Musa has Arichas on this, but Chloik is Rishonim. Zogt the Mishnah. Mashviyeni Aleichem, I'm making a Shvu on you, Mitzava Ani Aleichem. We'll see what Mitzava Ani Aleichem has, what does that have to do with anything? Asreichem Ani, Arei Elu Chayavim. The law is that you're Chayiv, you know why? Because that's considered a Shvu. But you say, if you say, I'm making you swear by Shemayim of Aretz, Arei Elu Peturim, then you're Potter. If you make a shvua by Aleph Dalet with the Shem Hashem of Aleph Dalet, B'yud Kei, B'shakai, B'tzvokos, B'chanum, V'rachum, B'erech Apayim, B'rav Chesed, V'chol HaKenuim Re'el Chayovim. The Chiddush of HaMishnah is, it doesn't have to be one of the Shemos HaNimchokim. The certain Shemos, you're not allowed to erase. But the Shem of Rachum, you're actually allowed to erase. But still a Shem Hashem. And that's enough to be Chayav Shvua. It doesn't even mamish the Shem HaMefirish or even something similar. It could be any kinuit for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already considered a Shvua L'Sheker. And the Mishnah digresses to say that the same halacha goes by HaMekalel B'Kulam Chayav. The Ramei V'Chom Poitrim. HaMekalel is referring to Mevarech Es Hashem, like Rashi says. So there, the way someone's chayiv, he says Yaka Yosi Es Yosi, Yosi referring to Hashem's name. So you can use any one of the Hashem's names. That's according to the first Mandi of the Rameyav. Chomim Paitim, no, it has to be Dafka Hashem HaMefirish. The Mishnah says further, and the Kal Ova V'Imoy, but Kulon is chayiv. Any of the Shemois, even Kenuyim, is chayiv. The Rameyav, Chomim Paitim, has to be Dafka Hashem HaMefirish. HaMakal Atzmoy V'Chaveiro, but Kulon Oyev Loisasa. The law is the Makala is Hashem, Mavarach is Hashem, is Chayiv Misa, and Makala is Avim, was Chayiv Misa. And then there's a lav on someone stamping Makal. So again, if you use any of these Kenuyim, Mikhaiv, Makal Atzmai, Vichaveira, Vikulan, Avim, Loy Sasa. What about, huh? It says, Elohim Loy Sakal. In the Pasuk, that's what it says in the Pasuk, Elohim Loy Sakal. There's an Isser too. There's an issa to make a issa lav to make a klala. So there, this klala is even if you use a shem Hashem is any the kenuyim is still oisa v'loy sasa oiver v'loy sasa. Now what about if you say that you give the guy a klala? You give the guy this is talking about the case of a klala or a shvua. This is really talking about the edus. Going back to edus over here, where the guy's mashbia the edus by saying yacha Hashem. Yacha Hashem, the pasuk says Yacha Hashem b'shachafas b'shachefes v'kadachas or delekes. So it says lots of Yacha Hashem. All the pesukim Yacha Hashem. So there, the loch is that is also considered a shvuah. It's considered a shvuah of a klala, and that's also counted as the din of Mashbiah the Edim. The Mishnah saw Yakha Hashem Alikim, Vichain, the word is not Alikim, take out the word Alikim, Yakha Hashem, Vichain Yakha, Yachem Alikim, Zui Ola Kesuva Batayra, it's a Ola Kesuva Batayra, and it goes into the Isser of the parish of Shavuos Eidus. And but if it says, Al Yakha, if you go say this, you won't get hit. Or V'yivarecha, or you get gebenched. Or V'yitivlecha, so this is a machoikis, if you say mechlal lav atashmeyahein, if you use process of elimination, rameyer mechayev, because mashmaf, you don't say this, you're going to get a oynish. So that's like a Allah of Torah. But chom poitim, chom sayin, I didn't say any oynish, I just said al yakha if you come say this. But I didn't say, you don't use the process of elimination, you don't use that, because mechlal lav atashmeyahein, you don't learn use that when we're going to the sugya of Shua Seidus. Zot Gemara. Tzayin da Mishnah. Mashbi'ani Aleichem. Or Mitzavani Aleichem. Or Yisreichem Ani Harei Aleichem Yom. The Mishnah is, where is Yeshua B'Shem? We're going Rashi's Pshat. Where is Yeshua B'Shem over here? Mai Ka'oma. Om Rav Yehuda Och Gomar. Mashbi'ani Aleichem Mashvua Amur B'Torah. Which is a Shua that says what is Lashon Hashem. Or Mitzavani Aleichem Mitzavah Amur B'Torah. And that Rashi explains, because the Pasuk says, in the Parashah Medorim, Eila HaMitzvah Sashatziva Hashem. It uses the Lashon of Hashem over there. And therefore, since at the end of the parasha of the Dharm, the parasha of the Dharm and Shuos is the beginning of parashas Matos, and at the end of the parasha it says, Eila HaChukim Hashatziva Hashem Es Moshe. So when you say, B'tziva HaKosh B'Torah, it means the Shem Hashem. But Tzavah Nilechem Tzavah Amur B'Torah. Or Shreichem Ani means B'Issar Amur B'Torah. In that pasuk it says, Lesser Issar HaNafshah. So therefore, you see also Lashon Isser can mean that what says Shem Hashem at the end of the parasha. The Freit the Gemara, how can you say that? Amalei Abaye Lahod the Tani Rav Chia, he darshan, he had in his brisa a Lashon that he would say Kivlechem Ani, which means I'm tying you up. Basically, it means to say Edus Harei Lechayovim Kivel Baraisa Mikziv. Never says Lashon Kivel in the Torah. Elam Abaye Hoch Kamar Mashpia Adi Alechem B'Shvua. Which means with the shame Hashem. I'm making you swear b'shvua Hashem. Metzav ani lechem b'shvua of Hashem. Oisreichem ani b'shvua. Kovachem ani b'shvua. All those cases are the case of Shavuos Eidus. Why? Because you mentioned b'shvua Hashem. You just said I'm tying you up. I'm making you come. I'm making an issur on you with Shavuos Hashem. All those cases are considered a Shavuos Eidus.